محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، السلام عليك يا ابن رسول الله، السلام عليك يا ابن أمير المؤمنين وابن سيد الوصين، السلام عليك يا ابن فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور، السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. يا أبا عبد الله، لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام، وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات. فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت، ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها، ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم، ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم. برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم. يا أبا عبد الله، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة، ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان، ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة، ولعن الله ابن مرجان، ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصابي بك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة يا أبا عبد الله، إني أتقرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن وإليك بموالاتك وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشياعكم، برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم وأتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بموالاتكم وموالاة وليكم وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب وبالبراءة من أشياعهم وأتباعهم. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن ولاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة وأن يثبت لي عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة، وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله وأن يرزقني طلب ثاركم مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم، وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبته مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن يوم عاشوراء يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد ابن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد الآبدين. ويوم عاشورا يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مروان بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعنة منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالموالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار. ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني وابدأ به أولا ثم لعن الثانية والثالثة والرابعة. اللهم لعن يزيد خامسا ولعن عبيد الله بن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر بن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين لك على مصابهم. الحمد لله على عظيم رزيته. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم البرود وثبت لي قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه السلام. صلوات.
صلوات بر محمد وآل محمد. بار دیگر صلوات. قید خانے میں سکینہ یہ بیان کرتی تھی قید خانے میں سکینہ یہ بیان کرتی تھی کیا اندھیرا ہے پھوپھی اندھیرا ہے پھپھی، شمع منگوائیے ورنہ میں نہیں جینے کی، کیا اندھیرا ہے پھپھی، اپنے سینے سے لگا لو میں تمہارے صدقے، اپنے سینے سے لگا لو میں تمہارے صدقے، گود میں لے لو مجھے، گود میں لے لو مجھے، ورنہ پچھتاؤگی زندہ نہ رہوں گی میں کبھی، کیا اندھیرا ہے پھپھی، آج کی شب کو بھی کیا بابا نہیں آئیں گے، مجھ کو تڑپائیں گے، مجھ کو تڑپائیں گے، ان کے سینے پہ اگر سوتی تو نیند آ جاتی، کیا اندھیرا ہے پھپھی، بابا جاتے تو پھر شور کو ہوتا معلوم، کون ہے یہ معصوم، کون ہے یہ معصوم، کیا سمجھ کر مجھے یوں گھر کیاں دیتا ہے شکی، کیا اندھیرا ہے پھپھی، پانی لانے کو کہاں روٹھ گئے مجھ سے چچا، پانی لانے کو کہاں روٹھ گئے مجھ سے چچا، آپ ہی سوچیں ذرا، آپ ہی سوچیں ذرا، ہوتے اموں تو میں اس طرح تماچے کھاتی، کیا اندھیرا ہے پھپھی، قید خانے میں سکینہ یہ بیان کرتی تھی، کیا اندھیرا ہے پھپھی، درود پر دمر محمد و آل محمد.
محمد و آل محمد.
محمد وآل محمد عجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. For his health and well-being, let's recite the second one louder. Inshallah, each and every one of us becomes a true and close companion of our Imam. Let's recite the third one even louder. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad ajjal farajahum. Tonight is the last night of our majalis in the first ashra of Muharram, and I would like to mention the Lady Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, the one who we had permission to do all of what we did from her, and we thank her for everything, and we apologize for all the shortcomings that I can ask on my own behalf. I know I had many shortcomings that she forgives, inshallah. Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha is unknown to us. Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, if she is to be understood limited to her physical form, who only lived on the earth for a total of around 18 years, that is too little to see what a person is. Although those 18 years were filled with so much greatness, but all that greatness that was seen and observed is nothing compared to her reality that was unseen. A person is not this physical body. We make a big mistake in defining a person by their material body. This is very unfortunate, and it's become very worse in ways in the current context in the Western civilization, and the effect of the Western civilization on the world, including Muslim countries, where the value of a person is the size of their body and their looks and what is seen of them, their ability to speak. All these physical expressions, material expressions, that's not what makes a person great. That does not define a person. It's the soul of a person that makes them a good or bad person. The difference between Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas salamullah alayh and some of the companions who were great in Karbala, and I'm talking about the ones who joined Imam al-Hussein, not Hur was an amazing person, he joined however the last moment, compared to those who had joined earlier, it's not the same. But compared to the best of the companions of Imam al-Hussein, Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas holds a different rank. They seem to have been part of the same battle. They seem to have swung their sword in a very similar way. Yet Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is made to stand out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a physical expression of that, and that is Abul Fadl al-Abbas has an independent shrine. All the shuhada were buried. Tomorrow is the third, apparently, according to the accounts. The third after the shahada. This is when Imam Zain al-Abidin, salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, miraculously came to Karbala, and along with the assistance he got from Banu Asad, according to the account, he buried the bodies of the shuhada. He chose to bury Abul Fadl al-Abbas where he was. All the other shuhada were gathered. Of course, many of them were already gathered together, as we read on the day of Ashura. But not everybody was exactly there. They were all brought there and buried there. Imam Zain al-Abidin, salamullah alayhi, if he miraculously made it to Karbala, materially it wasn't possible. He miraculously made it to Karbala for this. Well, couldn't he have miraculously made the body of Abul Fadl al-Abbas, bring him all the cut pieces of Abul Fadl al-Abbas? Couldn't he have brought them? Of course he could have. It's a divine plan. Imam Zain al-Abidin is burying Abul Fadl al-Abbas separately, so that later on he has an independent shrine. Abul Fadl al-Abbas is going to shine differently in Karbala. Physically, all the shuhada were there. They all fought. They were all loyal. All of them had those. What's the difference? There's something in this character. None of them drank water before Hussein did. Abul Fadl al-Abbas, in the Sharia, when he didn't drink water, this is a different rank. Physically, it looks very similar. We're all thirsty. Well, that's different. There's something inside that's different. There's something in the soul of Abul Fadl al-Abbas that is different. You see small, minor signs. Again, similarly, Fatimatu Zahra is too great to be defined even by the greatness that is seen in her physical form in terms of what she said, what she accomplished, the mother of A'immah. A woman that before the age of 9, the Prophet of Allah, no, not someone who just speaks out of emotion, the Prophet of Allah bent down, kissed her hand, referred to her as Ummu Abiha, the mother of her own father. This is not, the Prophet wasn't a type of person that would just say something, exaggerate, get emotional and say something bigger than what it is. No. These words are chosen with complete precision. Ummu Abiha. But Fatimatu Zahra is greater than even those expressions, which are too great for us to even get that. This is Fatimatu Zahra, salamullahi alayha. What I want to say about her tonight is we all benefit. The first thing we try to say is that we don't know her. She's too great for us. And we should know that whatever greatness we hear of her is still not the extent of her greatness. There's evidence for this. Meaning, there's evidence for the greatness that she expressed in her life. There's evidence for that. Then there's evidence from Islam, from the Prophet, from a divine source that tells us she's beyond what you saw and what you heard of her greatness. And it's at a level that you can't understand. We have that. That's found. We have references for that. This is something that if we're told of, it's important that we understand. It's important that we take that on board. There's a reason we're told we can't understand her. Whatever that reason is, the only way to get to that desired outcome is for us to accept that she's too great for us to understand. Well, that's a point itself. That's something to know. Know that I'm too deficient to understand this person, who she is. One thing about her that we can sort of understand, not the extent of the greatness, but it's something that involves us. It has to do with us. It has to do with our needs. It has to do with our difficulties in life. not just the personal difficulties that we all deal with and everybody deals with, and all those are according to the Quran, God's tests, and we need assistance and help in those as well, but also the likes of tests and difficult times that the imams, as leaders of the movement, fighting kufr and taghut, and giving life to God's message, to God's book in human society, those very extreme difficulties, one of the greatest ones is Karbala. These are the difficult, these types of difficulties. This particular understanding we're talking about regarding Fatima al-Zahra has to do with us, our needs in the context of these difficulties. And that is, there's a common saying, honestly, I haven't seen the writing of this hadith myself, but we've heard it from sources, and there's other evidence that shows this very clearly to be true, that the Ahlul Bayt, in their difficult times, used to do tawassul to Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. The imams that we do tawassul to, we don't do tawassul to the imams. We do tawassul to the Aba al-Fadl of Imam al-Husayn. Okay. We do tawassul to, and I encourage that because we have evidence for this. We have evidence. We do tawassul to the students of the imams. They're so great. Their students have the power to intercede. God has given them because of their connection to the imams. We are told to do intercession and tawassul to these great figures. So how great the imams are. The imams in their difficult times used to do tawassul to Fatima al-Zahra, salamullah alayha. Just try to see how much this is so complicated that we don't understand. Who is she? Okay. Who is this person? We need to know that no matter how difficult the condition is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created someone by the name of Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha and told us, if you do tawassul to her, I will make things happen. If you do tawassul to Fatima al-Zahra, this Ismullah, I'll make things happen. We are in need of tawassul to Fatima al-Zahra. This is point number two. And I want to explain, I put it in those words more than what I can myself really process. These are things we get from the sources we try to present, but it's too much. It's beyond me. But this is what is found in the sources. And it needs to be worded in that way so that no matter what it is, we know that there is someone to do tawassul to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors. No matter how difficult the condition is. Third point is related to feeling the need for tawassul. Feeling the need for tawassul. For those who alhamdulillah have been blessed by Allah through the Ahlul Bayt to see the effect of tawassul, to understand the importance of it, and have not been caught up with some confused wording by some to think that, oh, maybe we shouldn't do tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt. Or maybe we should not ask Allah by the right of Fatima al-Zahra. Or we should not ask Fatima al-Zahra directly, which asking her directly does not mean asking someone other than Allah. See, asking the one that God said go to. This isn't asking someone. Wording it directly doesn't mean you're saying, oh, this is not God, this is Fatima. What does Fatima al-Zahra have other than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given? Fatima al-Zahra is someone that the Prophet said, رِضَاهَا رِضَى اللَّهِ. Whatever she's pleased with is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. You don't understand this personality. Okay? Doing tawassul, asking Fatima al-Zahra for something doesn't mean that, oh, I'm not asking God. God said, go to the door of Fatima al-Zahra. Go to the door of her servant. For those who understand tawassul, the importance of it, and the blessings in it, and I'm sure you've experienced things that you just can't word. When you explain it, people are like, oh, I don't really, you get what you're saying, they don't get what you're saying. You've experienced it, you've seen things. We generally understand, okay, that there's a lot of blessing. When do we feel the need for this tawassul though? When do we feel that need? Where do we feel that need? Many times the context of feeling the need for tawassul are related to our material existence, our material beings, our material needs. For example, we understand that, of course, whatever we have, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us through the Ahlul Bayt. We generally know that, and some of us are more thankful to Allah and also see the channel through which God has sent us. So they see both of those and they thank Allah as the creator and they thank the intermediary because God said to do that. We do that generally, and then when we get stuck at times, we don't see it coming. We're in a difficult time. We're ill. A loved one is in the hospital. This is the time of the pandemic and a lot of us are being tested. We've had community members that have gone through that. It's very difficult. We feel the need. We realize that these ordinary means are not capable of helping. I talked to the doctors, I talked to the hospital. We've watched, they really don't know how to deal with this. This is a very clear case that in one case, one patient, generally, it's just not clear how to deal with. So when someone gets to that point where the symptoms get very serious, like we don't feel anyone else can help, we feel the need for tawassul. Okay. And we start doing tawassul. We start calling upon Fatima al-Zahra. We start calling upon Imam al-Husayn. We start calling upon the Imams, the companions of the Imams, Aba al-Fadl al-Abbas, Zainab salamullahi alayha. Because what? Because we felt that need. Okay. And the more we feel that need, the more we call upon the Ahlul Bayt. Generally though, where we feel that need is what context? Again, similar cases. Sometimes it's illness, we talked about this example. Sometimes it's work, it's finances. Something suddenly happened, there's a big loss if I'm in business, if I'm employed, the employer lays off people or whatever else happens, something financial that is beyond, I keep checking, I tried this, that, the other, nothing is working. That's where I feel most in need of tawassul. We start doing tawassul to the Ahlul Bayt, salamullah alayhim ajma'in. And that is great, we should. Those who understand this and they've experienced it in their life, they know it's important. It is important. And the reasons, the philosophy behind it, why did God do it that way? Why did God not give it directly? Why did He give it? That's none of our business. We're not God. God said, I want to do it this way. Okay? You want to be obedient to God? Don't ask why. Not that it's wrong to ask this question, but don't be debating with God, why did you do it this way? Wasn't there tawheed? He's like, look, am I not God? I'm telling you it's this way. You do tawassul. Zip it. Regarding that, just do what I tell you. Tawassul. There's areas though we are actually in more need for tawassul. The need, see, feeling need is one thing, the reality of that need is another. Okay. A person, for example, let me give a material, a physical example, maybe it'll make a little more sense. A person who hasn't gotten a checkup and doesn't need that they doesn't know, excuse me, that they have a cholesterol problem, for example, they don't feel a need to do anything, just functioning as normal, going to work, doing their thing. They haven't been under a lot of stress. They don't feel the need for them to get care is there. They need to do something about this, whatever it is. Okay. They need to do, the reality is they need that. Do they know that? Do they feel the need? No. Something needs to happen. Stress or something, suddenly the person has a minor heart attack. They go to the ER and like, oh, you got a big cholesterol problem. Well, thank God you lived through this one. We got to do something about it. And the person starts doing things. So the need was there, but the person didn't know. They didn't feel the need. Feeling need is one thing, the need really being there. It's possible that there is a real need, but we are oblivious to it. We don't know it. We're not aware of it. If I don't know I have a need, would I ask for help? Of course not. Just like the case, I don't think my body needs help, needs care, needs attention. So I don't give it attention. Then when the heart attack happens, then I give it attention. Why? Because I started to realize, oh, there is a need. Okay. Sometimes there is a great need, but we lose sight of it. We don't see it. We don't see it. We don't feel the need. We don't do tawassul. I want to highlight a need that we all have. And I want to say, I think the best place to go once we really feel, and I hope that we can get to that point, feel the dire need for tawassul, I would go to the door of Fatimah al-Zahra salamullahi alayha, and we ask for assistance. We beg for assistance. We plead for assistance. And we keep going and keep asking and keep asking. Because the more we look, the more we should realize that, oh, I have a lot more need than I thought. What is that area? What is that need? Our need to purify ourselves. Our need to get closer to Allah. Our need to be relieved of hellfire. Our need for guidance, to be on Sirat al-Mustaqim. We lose sight of that. When our life is going smoothly, alhamdulillah, finances are coming, I was able to buy a house, no need in that area, we got insurance going, kids are growing up, they're going through education, everything's well, I don't feel any need. I don't realize that internal part of me, that inner part of me, that soul of mine is in need of attention. I lose sight of it. It starts going in a wrong direction. That cholesterol starts to add up in my soul's arteries. As I am involved in material life and I'm indulging in it, and I lose sight of my soul and I lose sight of the hereafter, especially when I feel like, okay, you know, I'm going to my majalis as well, you know, doing the salah as well, on and off, and here and there, doing that. We have these things superficially, apparently, the physical aspect, the presence in them, which is great. I'm not trying to downplay that. But there should always be a worry. Let me use that cholesterol example. For someone who doesn't know their body is in need, they may even go play a game of basketball after many years And they don't see any problem. Like, okay, I'm playing my games as well. Every now and then I go for a swim. I go for this. I'm healthy. I can do it. You know, I don't have any issue. Because there isn't a context for that problem to reveal itself. Yeah, I'm going to the majalis. I'm doing that prayer on and off here, there. I don't see that need. Oh, brothers and sisters, we have a lot of need. Spiritually, why do we need this need? Why do we have this need? What do we mean by that? There's two ways you can look at this. One is the aspect of accumulating all that spiritual cholesterol, all that filth on the heart that gathers very gradually. This small sin there, we have hadith. Okay, we commit a small sin, we forget about it, we don't repent, we don't change that. Next time I see my child doing something, whatever it is, I get onto them the way I'm not supposed to. I made a commit a sin there, my spouse one way, in my relationship with my parents, with my children, with different people, with Allah, I missed this prayer, I missed that thing, I forgot about this, and I just keep forgetting. This is sin getting compiled. Piling, it's just like that cholesterol. It's not going to show. It's not going to show right away. Okay. But eventually the Quran says, ثُمَّ كَانَ عَقِبَةَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا السُّؤَى أَنْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. If it keeps gathering, the end result is, this is a verse of the Quran, you didn't make it up, أَنْ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. You're going to deny ayat of Allah. Which ayat of Allah? The Ahlul Bayt. The brother was here at the program. He loved the Ahlul Bayt. He always came to them. What happened? He became Wahhabi. This guy? Yeah, this guy. He didn't realize. If it keeps piling up, I don't give it that attention. I don't check. I don't go. These things happen. The Quran says they happen. God tells us this is how the system is. You don't take care of that need, this is what's going to happen. I've been approached by people, they felt their children were doing good. This is another thing. The Quran says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Be careful of the fire for yourself and for your family. The father comes and said, Shaykh, I don't know what to do with this. My child seemed they were doing fine. They were doing their prayers. They were coming to majalis, this, that, the other. Now they're telling me they're gay. Or they're telling me that they're, I don't know, they're atheists. They don't believe in any of this. Like, what's going on? I don't know what to do. And the father or the mother who's speaking to me is just like completely devastated. Completely devastated. And they should be, obviously, they love the Ahlul Bayt. They love Allah. They thought they were on top of it. They didn't give it enough attention. They didn't realize that they're not noticing things. This is on one hand, the downside. The other side of it is, besides this, besides the idea of not wanting to end up in hellfire, okay, that is, I have a greater objective than that. What's the objective? The objective is I can't understand how great these people are, but I know enough to know that I want to be closer to them in paradise. When I hear that you can be near Amirul Mu'mineen, salamullah alayhi, you can sit near Fatimatu Zahra, is it enough to just barely make it to paradise? Is that really where we're going to aim for? You don't want to, these companions of the Ahlul Bayt, they're great, but then some of them, in the context of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the companions, Amirul Mu'mineen is different, we're comparing companions. Well, Abu Dharr is a companion, Miqdad is a, these are all great people, but then when you hear that the Ahlul Bayt said about Salman, Salman minna Ahlul Bayt, Salman, who His lineage has nothing to do with the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt. He came from a whole different part of the world. He was able to get so close that they said, Salman, this guy here who's older too, minna ahla, he's one of us. It's like you've read dua, sorry, Hadith Kisa, right? You read in it that Jibreel asked Allah, can I enter under the Kisa? Allah said, I give you permission. And the Prophet said, you give permission. He's not one of the Ahlul Bayt in that sense, no. The 14 Ma'sumin are, no one else's. But can I enter, can I go under that Kisa? Allah gave permission, Jibreel went, this angel went, he asked for it. This hadith is from the Ahlul Bayt. Salman minna, he's one of us. It's like he entered the Kisa of the Prophet. You can get there, and I'm here struggling with barely making it. In a material context, you have a person that's barely trying to be physically healthy. They don't even realize their cholesterol, that's on one hand. Then you have someone who is pushing for the Olympics. That guy is going to be on a whole different level. If he notices his things are off just one bit, he's not going to be like, well, it's a little bit. No, this is a lot. Why? Because he wants to accomplish that. He wants to get way up there. If you realize what that means, and you hope and wish and love to get there, then you realize, oh, I have a lot of need. Because where I am, oh my God, if I could make it there, it's only a miracle. There's no way on earth this idiot here is going to end up there by Amirul Mu'mineen. There's no way. This guy here, no. This is the only way is a miracle. That's the only way. Well, you realize the need, then that's when you're going to start doing tawassul. Or where do I go? Or the door of Fatima to Zahra, salamullah alayha. That's where you go. This is an area that we need, brothers, sisters. We need more. It's okay if even, you know, Abu Dhar, this companion that's not even like Salman, right? You know how his life ended. You've heard the story. He was so concerned about the religion of the Prophet, he couldn't keep his mouth shut. He kept complaining to the third Khalifa. The third Khalifa sent him to Sham, like, go over there with Muawiyah, will take care of him. Muawiyah got tired of him, sent him back, and the third Khalifa sent him to his doom, to a desert. There is nothing to buy, there is nothing to wear, there is no water, there's nothing. Him, his wife and daughter were sent over there. They lived there until they passed. They didn't have anything. Look at this man. He didn't care about that. It's okay. We don't have. We're going to die. It's okay. Everyone's going to die. Why do we not have? If I did something wrong that I ended up here, okay, I shouldn't have done that. I'll correct that. If I did something wrong that my family's in this hardship and they don't want to be here, okay, I should correct that. But we're all here because we did what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And sometimes we don't have this and it's actually going to cause our death. Like, it's okay, this doesn't matter. This is going to end anyway. It doesn't matter how much I have. It doesn't matter how much I eat. It doesn't matter how much I enjoy that. 70 years, 80 years, 100 years, it's going to end. That's the beginning of something else. What did I do for that? Where am I on that? Am I just going to be opening my eyes like, oh, this place works very differently? We need to feel this need, brothers and sisters, and know that, especially on that topic, tawassul should be done to Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. We hope that, we ask her on this night, this last night of our majalis, I hope that this hearing and speaking of this topic itself is a form of tawassul to her, and Allah sees this and He accepts. And we ask her, we beg her that we need assistance, especially in that regard. I need it. Help us. Help each of us. Help our families, each member of our families. our children, our generations to come. We don't want, we ask Ya Fatima al-Zahra, I don't want someone in my progeny turning against you. I don't want anyone from my progeny turning away from you, even. And inshallah, we make that dua and we feel more and more that need, and we keep asking and begging, inshallah. Sallallahu alayk, Ya Aba Abdullah. صلى الله عليك يا مظلوم أيها الشهيد بكربلاء عطشانا May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved Imam al-Hussein. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon you, my beloved oppressed Imam, the Imam who was slaughtered by the Euphrates while his mouth was dry of thirst. روحي فداك Tomorrow, according to account, Imam زين العابدين سلام الله عليه returns to كربلاء. Ya Allah, what a difficult scene it is for the Imam to enter. He's seeing the bodies of the Shuhada headless under the sun for 3 days. Ya Aba Abdullah, Ruhi Fidak. I don't know how he was able, even with the assistance of Banu Asad, to bury the bodies. Ya Allah, how difficult it is, these mutilated bodies. Every one of them is a difficult task. Imam Zainul Abidin, Salamullahi Alayhi, was involved with their burials. It came to Imam Al-Hussein. Imam Zainul Abidin buries him. I don't know. In the books, there are a couple of figures that we have descriptions of how they were mutilated. One of them is Ali ibn al-Akbar. It says, قَطَّعُوهُ إِرْبًا إِرْبًا. They cut him to pieces. I don't know how Imam Zainul Abidin was able to bury that body beneath Imam al-Hussein's body. I don't know where the body of Ali ibn al-Asghar was. But it says he was buried right in front of Imam al-Hussein. أبد إمام زين العابدين. When it came to أبا الفضل العباس, he said, we'll bury him where he is. At that distance, Ya Allah, ألا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. يا حسين
Ya Hussein, 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 Ya صغرا غش سے چونک کر اٹھی, صغرا غش سے چونک کر اٹھی, بولی سر کو پیٹتی ہوئی, بولی سر کو پیٹتی ہوئی, ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی, ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے بابا خیریت. دیکھا آج میں نے کیسا خواب, ریت پر پڑے ہیں کچھ گلاب, چن رہے ہیں جن کو بوتراب, خون رو رہا ہے آفتاب, ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو. ایک طرف علم ہے خون تر, جھک گئی ہے شاہ کی کمر, جا رہی ہے جس طرف نظر, بیبیاں کھڑی ہے ننگے سر, ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی, ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی, میرے بابا سے ہو, میرے بابا, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے ہائے ہائے. قاسم جوان بین کر رہی ہے جس کی مماں, ہل گئے زمین و آسمان, ختم جب ہوا وہ نوجوان, ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی, ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے بابا. ایک بچی سینہ پدر ڈھونڈتی رہی ادھر ادھر, باپ سو رہا تھا خاک پر, جس کے تن سے کٹ چکا تھا سر, ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی, ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو, میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو. قید ہیں رسول زادیاں، ہاتھ میں بندھی ہے رسیاں، بے کجاوا ہے اماریاں، خون رو رہا ہے آسمان، ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی، ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی، میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو، میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو، میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو، خواب یہ بڑا عجیب تھا، بادشاہ دی غریب تھا، کیا یہی میرا نصیب تھا، بے کفن میرا طبیب تھا، ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی، ہائے میری نیند اڑ گئی، میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو، میرے بابا خیریت سے ہو، میرے بابا خیریت سے، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار، جواب دیجئے، جانا نہ بھول سکے گا اسے تا حشر زمانہ، نہ بھول سکے گا اسے تا حشر زمانہ، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، نہ بھول سکے گا اسے تا حشر زمانہ، اے غیرت مریم، اے غیرت، کیوں زینب کلثوم کی چھینی ہے رداؤں، کیوں زینب کلثوم کی چھینی ہے رداؤں، جاؤ ارے لوگو میرے غازی کو بلانا، جاؤ ارے لوگو میرے غازی کو بلانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم، نہ بھول سکے گا اسے تا حشر زمانہ، اے غیرت مریم، اے غیرت مریم، جس در پہ سلامی دیا کرتے تھے پیغمبر، جس در پہ سلامی دیا کرتے تھے پیغمبر، رک جاؤ مسلمان نو نہ اس گھر کو جلانا، رک جاؤ مسلمان نو نہ اس گھر کو جلانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت، سن کے، تو دختر زہرا ہے نواسی ہے نبی کی، تو دختر زہرا ہے نواسی ہے نبی کی، بازار میں سرنگ گے تیرا خطبہ سنانا، بازار میں سرنگ گے تیرا خطبہ سنانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں نہ بھول سکے گا اس تاحشر زمانہ، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار، اے غیرت اے غیرت مریم اب خاک پہ سوئے گی سکینہ تیری کیسے، اب خاک پہ سوئے گی سکینہ تیری کیسے، تھا تو نے سکھایا اسے سینے پہ سلانا، تھا تو نے سکھایا اسے سینے پہ سلانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے نہ بھول سکے گا اس تاحشر زمانہ، اے غیرت مریم اٹھتی نہیں بابا سے تیری لاش علی اکبر، اٹھتی نہیں بابا سے تیری لاش علی اکبر، اٹھتی نہیں بابا سے تیری لاش علی اکبر، تھا تو نے ہی بیٹا میرے لاشے کو اٹھانا، تھا تو نے ہی بیٹا میرے لاشے کو اٹھانا، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار میں جانا، اے نہ بھول سکے گا اس تاحشر زمانہ، اے غیرت مریم تیرا بازار، اے غیرت مریم آخری شعر بازار، تو دختر زہرا ہے نواسی ہے نبی کی، تو دختر زہرا ہے نواسی ہے نبی کی، بازار میں سرنگ گے تیرا خطبہ سنانا، بازار میں سرنگ گے تیرا خطبہ سنانا، اے غیرت مریم بازار میں جا، یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین یا حسین
صلى الله عليك يا رسول الله، صلى الله عليك يا خير خلق الله ويا خاتم النبيين وصفوة المرسلين، صلى الله عليك يا أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وصي رسول الله، صلى الله عليك يا فاطمة سيدة نساء العالمين، صلى الله عليك يا أبا محمد يا حسن ابن علي أيها المجتبى، صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله عليك يا غريب الغرباء ويا معين الضعفاء والفقراء، السلطان أبا الحسن يا علي بن موسى أيها الرضا المرتضى، صلى الله عليك وعلى آبائك وأبنائك جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. صلى الله عليك يا مولاي يا بقية الله يا حجة الله، عجل الله تعالى فرجك وسهل الله تعالى مخرجك وظهورك، وجعلنا من خير أعوانك وأنصارك والمستشهدين بين يديك. صلى الله عليكم يا أهل بيت النبوة جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.